Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon requests USDA disaster declaration as Wyoming wildfires ravage over 629,000 acres. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Governor Mark Gordon is taking action to address the severe wildfire impacts in Wyoming. The governor has officially requested a disaster declaration from the U.S. Department of Agriculture after wildfires have burned over 629,000 acres across the state. In a letter to U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, Governor Gordon highlighted that a significant portion of the land destroyed is private property, much of it vital for agricultural use. With fire season still ongoing, Wyoming faces continued threats from the Short Draw Fire near the Montana border and the Fish Creek Fire near Togatee Pass, both of which have scorched over 30,000 acres each. Governor Gordon has also extended an executive order to ease restrictions on the transportation of livestock and livestock feed, offering critical support to affected ranchers and farmers as the state battles these devastating fires. In northeast Wyoming, fire crews have made a lot of progress on the Short Draw Fire. On the ground and aerial mapping conducted over the weekend has put the wildfire size at 35,222 acres, much of it in Montana. As of yesterday morning, it was 40% contained. More than 230 people are working on the fire, and all evacuation warnings and notices associated with the fire have been rescinded. To the south of Campbell County, firefighters are working on a 3,300-acre wildfire. The Labonte Fire started on Thursday and is burning in steep, rugged terrain on BLM and private lands more than 20 miles south of Douglas, according to a press release. As of yesterday, this fire was 11% contained. Governor Gordon and Campbell County leaders hosting public forum on Wyoming's energy future tonight. Campbell County residents have the chance to engage directly with state leaders and industry experts tonight at a public forum hosted by Governor Gordon and the Campbell County Commissioners. The event will focus on the ongoing efforts to sustain Wyoming's key industries, particularly in energy and mining, which will take place tonight from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Camplex Energy Hall in Gillette. Governor Gordon, who previously held a town hall in Gillette in June, will be joined by Campbell County Commissioner Jim Ford, Wyoming School of Energy Resources Executive Director Holly Krutka, Wyoming Mining Association Executive Director Travis Detai, and Energy Policy Network Director Mike Nassi for a panel discussion. The forum will also have a Q&A session where community members can ask questions directly. In a press release, Governor Gordon stated that the forum will highlight efforts to protect and strengthen Wyoming's energy economy, particularly in response to what he describes as the Biden administration's war on domestic energy production. The event is free and the public is encouraged to attend. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.